and catch some golf. It's the final week of the Champions Tour. They're playing the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. You've got three players who can win the whole season-long race to the Charles Schwab Cup and Bernhard Long.
And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a great day today and a lot of great people coming in on the show here. Lots of fun to talk about, and an unbelievable sale with already people buying things and making lots of great deals here at Fisherman's Landing. So come on down, Fisherman's Landing, Tackle Day going on all day today, and we've got a great show here for you. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
So Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090 live at Fisherman's Landing for Tackle Days here. What a day.
Yeah,
Tackle Day.
Yeah,
huh?
It's perfect
it
today. It's a little chilly right now, but it's warming up rapidly, and you watch, people are going to be shedding and things, and we have a great crowd. The cowboy has arrived with coffee and our donuts, and Jim Holden has arrived with the Friends of Rollo booth, and man, you guys are setting up madly over there. I see Tim Baker, Mike Lum setting up, Tommy P, you got help. So tell us, one of the big things here about Tackle Day is raising money for Friends of Rollo. So tell us about what you're doing today. Okay, hang on one sec. Yeah, we're going to get your mic on there. And go ahead and pick up one of these headsets here, Jim, and put that on, and let's try that one. Go ahead. And, how's that, Adam? Okay, go ahead, talk.
Is that good?
How's that?
Is that
good? Can you hear me? Okay, go ahead.
All right. All right, so one table, we're going to have, like, choice gifts, really cool stuff. You win, and that we'll raffle those off individually. The other table is just going to be a whole variety of cool things, and with that, you win a gold star. You go pick your choice of whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really cool. Got a lot of contributions from the manufacturers here.
Yeah, good Ricky support. Was working everybody, including me.
Part of my duty, I got two main jobs for Tackle Days, and one is to get the seminar speakers, which we'll certainly talk about, but the major thing is collecting raffle prizes.
Raffle prizes.
And we hit up everybody we could, and we have some unbelievable prizes this year. So basically, we'll be selling raffle tickets all day long, and you know, those raffle tickets will be a very traditional raffle. We do a bunch of seminars throughout the day, and in between each of the seminars, we're going to raffle off a handful of cool things, with a major raffle being at the very end of the event. So if you can't stay till the very end...
And what time is the end of the event?
So the last seminar starts at 1:45, and so that usually will be about 2:45. It'll wrap up, and about that time, we'll do the final raffle when the event finishes today at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So, you know, you figure around 2:45 to 3 is when the major end-of-the-day raffle, but there's going to be some really killer ones going on all throughout the day. But the number of support that we got for this raffle, because it's going to the best organization around in Friends of Rollo, was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, thousands Fantastic. Of dollars of crazy cool stuff.
Of course, those of you that aren't familiar with Friends of Rollo, it's all about taking kids fishing, right, Jim?
That's right. And next Sunday, we're going to have Rick Jensen on the show.
In the studio.
And we're
with
gonna
you.
Talk, yeah, we're going to talk about some other creative ways of giving. We're coming up on the end of the year,
yeah.
So as far as tack write-offs and et cetera. Some
yeah.
really cool things there. You know, so that'll be
that's
good.
A good idea.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a good idea.
Yeah,
it'll be next Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m.
You bet. And we're going to also take that opportunity to really explain Friends of Rollo, all the different landings that we service. Not just landings, but pier events, freshwater, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So people really understand the magnitude of this program and why we need so much money.
Absolutely. It is such a great thing. You see the smiles on those kids' faces. And, you know, the thing, of course, that you started with the handicapped kids, taking those out. Now all of that is part of Friends of Rollo now. And, I mean, you've had so much incredible good feelings from taking those kids, from underprivileged kids to kids that have never been fishing before, that are handicapped, that get out of the boats. What's it like for them?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And, Pete, the stories I hear throughout the year of, like, some of these inner-city kids live, you know, 10, 15 miles from the ocean and have never been out.
Yeah.
And to make, you know, such an impression on them, it can be a life-changing experience.
Yeah. What about the kids you've taken, the handicapped kids?
No, those, I mean, they're, again, parents who typically wouldn't even consider fishing. And the model with that, you know, it's a safe haven. I mean, 100 people per boat, you know, 30 kids, 30 chaperones, fishing team leaders, et cetera, red carpet introductions.
Yeah.
But it's a way to, again, introduce fishing to them as well, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the model works.
So the whole idea today is raising funds to do these trips, to take, whether it be just a local kid fishing here, kids from inner city fishing, or handicapped kids fishing. That's what Friends of Rollo is all about. And the pick-a-box deal is kind of a cool deal. This is the, we'll call it the Mike Lum pick-a-box.
The Mike Lum, Tim Baker pick-a-box.
Pick-a-box.
Yeah, that's
so going to
be a blast.
That works.
Some great. This is my first year here. I was not here last year, but as Mike explained it is, you go up and you have different price options. You pick a box. It's like a secret box.
Right.
All kinds of really cool gifts in there. It's a surprise.
Yeah.
So there's basically a wall of tackle boxes, and you just, you know, and all the tackle boxes look the same from the outside, and you say, okay, I want number 9. And you open up number 9, and whatever is in that box is going to be at a minimum of the value that you donate to Friends of Rollo. And some of them have major prizes. I mean, you might have a cool jig. You might might have a spool of fluorocarbon, or it might be a certificate that says you just won a brand new reel.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That is great.
And
so
at minimum, whatever box you pick, it's going to be more than the value that you're donating anyways, regardless.
So two ways to donate today to Friends of Rollo, the pick a box and the raffle tickets.
You
so go into both and give generously. Like you say, it's the end of the year. It's a 501c3 corporation. It's all tax deductible.
You bet. And we will explain in further detail next weekend. But, hey, come on, tax deductible receipts for, hey, write-offs throughout the rest of the
right.
year, be it $20, $100,
$1,000.
I mean,
we
will give you as many tax write-offs as you want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thanks,
Jim.
And we thank everybody so much for your support.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thanks for everybody. So thanks, Jim, for getting us started here. And let's talk about all the stuff going on. So the main focus here on Tackle Days, besides Friends of Rollo, is, of course, selling tackles.
Yeah,
at,
sure.
at a huge discount. So tell us about what's going on in the tackle world.
This, for sure, is our biggest sale of the year, no question about it. I mean, virtually everything that we have in that shop is on sale. And then in addition to that, we have the outside sale, which is, if you're down here now, you could see setting up. So the outside booth has the craziest of the crazy deals. A lot of, you know, Doug is really good.
So this area right here in front of us.
Right.
It's the crazy deal.
Yeah, that's crazy,
okay.
Crazy. That's a lot of closeout things, you know. He did some really good buys, say like a fishing rod. So whatever manufacturer might have a fishing rod, and they decide that they're going to change the colors for 2016. Well, if you buy all of those in 2015, obviously getting a reduced price, and Doug just passed everything along. So, I mean, there's some really good deals on rods, on jigs. Fluorocarbon is probably the craziest one. A lot of buy one, get one frees on fluorocarbon.
So, just saw the high towers go by. Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free?
Straight up, yeah. And then that's for line up to 60-pound test, and then 80-pound test, buy two, get one free.
So that's for Premier or Blue Label?
Seaguar
or
fluorocarbon,
or pink,
whatever you want. Buy one, get one free.
Whoa.
From 15-pound all the way up to 60-pound, buy two, get one free, 80, 100, 130, 200.
Yeah.
You're going long-range fishing
right
now?
I see J-Po right there. What about Costa sunglasses? Is there a deal on those?
We got Costa sunglasses. Any pair of Costa sunglasses you buy, you're going to get a gift card for $50 for Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. No
Come
question.
On.
Yeah, that's for every pair you get.
Yeah, is
you
that get, right?
You buy a pair for yourself?
Hey, wait a minute. J-Po, when you set that box down, come over here. Come over here and tell us about it when you get ready. And just tell us about the deal here for Justin Poe, of course, our main man for Costa. So $50 gift card, you buy a pair of Costas. And
we're going to do shirts and hats and lanyards for everyone who purchases today. So the total value is about $85.
Wow, for buying a pair of sunglasses.
For buying a pair of sunglasses.
Buying an awesome pair of sunglasses.
For buying a great pair of sunglasses. It's a really cool
deal.
Yeah,
that's great. And that's going to be available. You can try them on right in your booth right here.
Yeah, we have more than 160 pairs here to try on today.
Wow.
And we have the full catalog. So if you want to order something, we get it here in 5 days. Even if you say you want something off the wall, camo, you know, blue mirror, maybe don't have it in stock, we can order it up. But odds are, with 160 pair in stock, we're going to have
it. Good.
That's awesome.
What about those that want prescriptions?
Prescriptions we can do, but it all goes through local doctor.
Okay.
You know, California law mandates that it has to be done with a licensed optician.
Okay.
But we know where to send you.
Yeah, all the info.
You know how
yeah,
to do
we
that.
Can get
you
all the info.
On.
You know, a new thing for Costa this year, we can do any pair of prescription sunglasses you need, whether it's just, you know, single vision or progressive. Depending upon your prescription, we can do it all in glass lenses.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, very
yeah,
huge.
Awesome.
That's very,
very
huge.
Good. All right, so go see Justin at the Costa booth, which is right next to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, right across from us. And Justin, great to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being here. It's there's something on everything. I saw Rick Carr, Gamakatsu Hooks. There's deals on Gamakatsu, right?
All of those hooks, buy two, get one free, and
okay.
That's across the board.
Wow.
Obviously, Gamakatsu hooks, that's my favorite hook. With the Wahoo season coming up, everybody's been buying Wahoo bombs, and I really like re-rigging the Wahoo bombs with that octopus hook. But whatever you like, Nautilus,
yeah.
Super Nautilus, ringed hooks, and every hook, you know, every manufacturer, buy two, get one free.
Yeah.
I would say probably the craziest thing that Doug did for the sale is across the board is buy any jig, any lure, buy two, get one free, period.
Any jig, any lure.
No exceptions, no anything. That's everything.
Wow.
Every single one. You could go buy two Marauders right now and get another Marauder for free.
Whoa. I see Doug carrying out a big trash can full of blanks.
Yeah.
What's the deal there?
We got.
It's going into the super sale zone.
So I know that it's 20% off of all first-run blanks across the board, period. So whatever it is, the minimum discount you'd find would be 20% off any first-run blank. But again, we've got a bunch of closeout blanks. We've got things. We've got really nice saltwater rod blanks, you know, starting at $15.
$15.
Yeah, it's wild. It's going to be a really, really fun day today.
Whoa. Corey Sandin from MC Swimbaits is right next to you there. What's the deal on MC Swimbaits?
A couple cool things with Corey, too. So, again, buy two, get one free, any jig across the board, no questions asked. And today is the first day that you can check out and purchase the brand-new 9-inch Viejo. So that 9-inch Viejo, Corey completely redesigned, different shape to it, different tail to it. And it's a really cool, the Viejo series is like a traditional swim bait, that kind of long, slender body with a big tail. But he redesigned it so that it can be fished either with a lead head, which would be traditional, or with one of those weedless style weighted hooks, like that 9-0 Trocar weighted hook. So you could take a traditional paddle tail swim bait, fish it either with a lead head or with that weedless hook. And this will be the first time that you can check it out and purchase it here at Tackle Days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, really,
gonna check
like
that
I said,
out.
Today is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
as
crazy
far as the sales go.
Now, I see Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine has just towed down your new boat. Now, those are buy two, get one free.
I wish.
Is that right? Yeah.
I wish.
Ricky's going to give his boat away today, right?
I'm going to take my boat
away. Yeah,
right,
okay.
Today,
yeah,
sure.
Take your boat away.
I've been pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
sure.
So if you want to see Rick's new boat, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful 25 Parker center console that Kevin towed down. And it was quite the performance to get it into the parking lot here today.
Thank God we got Kevin. He's the master behind the forklift.
Yeah.
So. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened.
It works. So, as you can hear, we're a great show today. A lot more to talk about. A lot more deals. I see CalStar set up over there. Mr. City is set up over there. The Shimano guys are set up. God, they're just everybody's here. Bob Luce is over there with Penn. The Abbott guys are here. I mean, it's like a mini show here.
I would say everybody.
AFCO, look at all the AFCO boxes. They must be
getting
deals.
We're going to have AFCO t-shirts for $6.
Get out.
AFCO shirts. Not some
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, AFCO t-shirts for $6. We've got, it's just like I said, it's the best sale we do all year. Hands down, no question.
Wow.
Every single reel in the showcase is going to be on sale. Every single rod in the shop is going to be on sale. It's amazing.
Inside and out.
It's going to be a fun day.
So it's going to be really fun. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about today is thanks to all the efforts that have been happening with Ken Frankie and Sport Fishing Kenya Elena, and, of course, our efforts going down to Mexico and doing the broadcast sponsored by SAC. We're making a lot of headway, and one of those headways that happened this week is the two bluefin limit. There is now a two fish limit in Mexico that is current, contrary to what other people may have been publishing with bogus information, and shame on them for doing that.
Yeah.
Shame on them. It is a two fish limit for all vessels, both foreign and domestic, in Mexico. Two fish limit on bluefin is
you could jump on the Pacific Queen
right now,
right this second.
You just got to find some.
Drive down, catch some bluefin. Yeah, it'd be legal.
Yeah,
you can find them,
but it'd be legal.
Yeah,
we want to be. So that's a big celebration. I want to throw out.
I would say
huge thanks to Ken and Elena and Kenya for and of course the people in Mexico for allowing that to happen and respect their laws, respect their limits, and let's go fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the fact, like you said, that's the one thing to make sure, because there was some bum dope out there. 100% sport boat, no problem.
Absolutely.
You could
private
ride,
boat.
You could ride on the bluefin, catch a bluefin. You could take
yeah.
you could take that Parker right there, right now, and go legally catch one in Mexico.
Yeah.
Private boat, sport boat, two fish per person, which, again, is fine. We'll take it. Awesome. Stoked.
Yeah.
And we're back in Mexico.
Yeah, indeed. And we have a great show today, right, Rick?
You're not kidding. It's going to be a really fun show today. Obviously, a big crowd already coming down here. There's too good of deals. There's too good a time and too much fun not to just come down here. Easy to find. Everybody knows how to get to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We're literally right at the front of Fisherman's Landing, right where all your favorite long-range boats are leaving from. And come down and join us this morning, man. We're going to have a lot of fun, a great time, and talking some great information. One of the fun things about the show today is there's not a guest, there's a bunch of them. So, as Pete was saying, everybody's here setting up. We're going to be talking to all kinds of experts
grabbing
in the
people
industry.
And bringing them in.
Yeah, talking tackle. We obviously have Doug here, all your tackle questions. If you want to be a part of the show, as we said, the best thing to do is just come on down. And if you do come down to Tackle Days during Let's Talk Hook Up here and step up to the stand-up microphone and ask a question, we have got an awesome prize for you. And one person who steps up to the microphone at the end of the day's show is going to get a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi glasses with the brand new Dorado frame and that bronze HCL lens, a really cool pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Really great.
Yeah, that Piahi is my favorite style. That's what I've switched to.
And that Dorado frame, so cool.
Cool looking, yeah. So a very, very cool pair of Maui Jims. And that's just to one person who just steps up to the microphone to ask a question this morning.
Cowboy.
You want to get your questions answered? You see the guy with the cowboy hat? Let him know you'd like to step up to the mic, and we'll get you in the running for that awesome prize. And we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones. If you want to give us a call this morning, if you're driving down to Tackle Days and want to give us a call, a couple of great prizes. One lucky caller at the end of the show is going to get half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. I saw Fred Huber this morning. He said fishing's going great. There's a really good half-day fishing to be had, and that trip's going to include tackle rental if you need it. So, again, half-day trip for two out of Point Loma. You can check the Daily Double out right next door. And, again, if you want to get through on those phones, two ways, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or try us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of information coming your way. We're live at Tackle Days. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great products from Shimano, and they are here at Tackle Day. And it's hard to pick one, right, Rick?
Oh, man, are you kidding me? That's the beauty of an event like this. You don't have to pick one. You can talk to the Shimano guys. If you're a Talica guy, if you're a Trinidad guy, you're a Calcutta guy, you can come down to the booth, talk to the guys about the greatest reels around.
Yeah, and at Tackle Day today, they have special savings. And the advantage is you can talk to them about, let's say you could buy a Talica 12.
Right.
What am I going to put on it? Do I put 60-pound Power Pro, 80-pound Power Pro? What am I going to put it on? What kind of top shot? They'll have the answers for you here at the Shimano booth here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
Rods, reels, Power Pro line, all of it's here. All of it's on display. You'll get to pull on it, talk to the experts, and then you get to go buy it at a great price.
Yeah, pull on those new Terramar rods, you'll buy one.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. So check it out here at Tackle Day, the Shimano booth, and all the great products that they brought down.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins, building high-quality inshore and offshore rods. Cousins rods are ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing. Everything's getting assembled. A show officially starts at 9, but I'm going to say it has started right
it
now.
It has started right now.
And as we said, too, all of the deals that are happening inside the shop, which are crazy, all those buy one, get ones, all the two for ones, all the discounts on rods and reels and everything, that's all on and happening right now. So everything on the inside booth is official, and then the outside booth will happen.
It is game on right now. So start buying.
You got it.
Before it's all gone. We also have our brand-new Let's Talk Hookup sticker right here. Help yourself to stickers. Really well-done little cutout sticker there. Help yourself to our new Let's Talk Hookup sticker. And Bob Aronson from the Bluefin is here. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so you're giving away free food?
Hey, we got the best deal going.
I'm out of
here. We got donuts and coffee this morning, and then we got hot dogs and hamburgers this afternoon. So
sweet.
Come on down, check out the boat.
Yeah, the Bluefin right in front of Fisherman's Landing.
Right in front.
And you go down, check out the boat. Tell us about the boat for those that may not be familiar.
It's a 12-pack charter boat. And we redid the boat and started it up this year. It's in really, really good shape.
Beautiful. Ran a lot of trips this year.
A lot of trips. And the boat, it's a real fishy boat. You guys need to come down, check it out, and see just how fishy that thing looks.
Yeah,
the thing that's so cool that you don't see on a traditional 12-pack boat like that is how huge the distance is between the rails and the house. You know, most boats that are, you know, built for small groups like that don't have the room that the Bluefin offers. So when you're fishing, there's room for days on that boat.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's so cool you can come down, and especially on a boat like that, a boat that you're going to potentially charter, you can come down today, scope it out, see how big the bait tank is, see how big the fish holds are. I mean, this is the real deal.
No, it's a beautiful boat.
It's
you and Tony just did an amazing job redoing it, and it proved itself because it fished pretty darn well.
Come on down, guys, and check it out. Serious.
Just walk on down. It's right in front of Fisherman's Landing. It's right next to, right next to the Commander and the Polaris Supreme, the Searcher's down there.
Yeah.
So just walk on down the dock.
Yeah, the crew, the whole crew's down there to meet and ask any questions you want. And we're
climb aboard and
you
have some coffee and donuts this morning and hot dogs and hamburgers this afternoon.
Yep.
And Captain Bob's going to be doing a seminar for us today. It's going to be at 1:45, just kind of talking about offshore fishing and all the stuff that we do, you know, charter boat fishing this time of year. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, we're not sure if it'll it depends on how much room there is on the boat, but hopefully we'll be able to do the seminar right on the Bluefin. You can check it out there. But it'll be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to having your seminar today at 1:45, Bob.
1:45 on the
sure
Pegasus, among the other seminars there.
All right, great.
All right,
show.
Bob, we'll see you down there right after the show. Save us a donut, okay? All right. Hey, Tom in San Diego. We'll call him Two Hat Tom today. What's up, Tom?
He's for Darth over there. I'm wearing my SC hat.
Okay, very good.
And then Rick Jensen gave me this down in Cabo. Actually,
very nice.
I said
you're
hello.
Part of the fishing team.
I am. I said hello to the Governor Baja.
Oh,
just before the Bisbee, 6 a.m. They're walking down the marina, 10 abreast, look like an army of VIPs going to the catamaran. They're going to go out to start the Bisbee. And I said, thank you for the two bluefin. And he kind of nodded and smiled.
So probably didn't know what you were talking
about. He had no idea. Yeah. Anyhow, we had a great time. Drove up to East Cape, said hi to John and his wife, and then had a steak at the Toro Over the Moon or something, that great steak place.
Never been there.
Well, the one in Las Barrias.
Oh.
Your steak place.
Oh, are you talking about Teal Pablo's?
Oh, there's a Teal Pablo. Maybe we went to Teal Pablo. Yeah. I don't know. We went to a place that had the, Rick said
too much tequila, obviously, right? Yeah.
Rick said this is where we had the steaks.
Yeah.
So we had great steaks.
Yeah, yeah. That's
then,
Teal Pablo's.
Yeah, and then we were going to go fishing one morning. Actually, we both had a little food upset stomachs from a place we went to. I won't mention the name, but I don't think they cooked the shrimp quite enough.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, had a great time.
That's why you stay in East Cape.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good, well, I tell you, Cabo's pretty cool, too. But we caught a... have you ever heard of a red shark?
No.
We were out. The fishing was better up here than in Cabo this time. Usually you catch marlin and a lot of dorado. Anyhow, we thought we caught a huge bull dorado. We find three guys. I took some friends along. Three guys took turns pulling on it, 15, 20 minutes apiece. Finally get it next to the boat. It's a shark. So they put the rope under it to bring it up to get the hook out. Thing is banging, like I've never seen, banging the side of the boat. and they called it a red shark. Rick says he thinks it's called a bronze whaler up
bronze
here.
Bronze whaler, yeah.
So they drug it another 20 minutes to tire it out. Finally got up and got the hook out. So
very nice.
It was okay. It was a good
trip. Sounds like a fun trip. Later on in the show this morning, we're going to hear live from Cabo from Pat McDonald, Western Outdoor News.
Right.
The tuna tournament's going on right now. He's going to give us a live report here. In fact, we have Pat right now. Good morning, Pat.
Pete, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. So you're actually in Cabo right now. The Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament is it third day today?
It has been. All the fishing is over. It was finished up yesterday. We had the fiesta last night after the final day of fishing, and then today is the awards tonight.
Ah, okay, very good. So give us a rundown on fishing.
You bet. Well, I tell you that the fishing was overall, I would say, it was slow. With the seniors were out there working pretty hard to make life miserable on us. So these guys had to go long distances, sometimes 40 and 50 miles. So that made tough to get fine concentrations of fish. But we did have some pretty good catches. I mean, that's for sure. We always do. And so we had a 210 pounder, which won the tournament.
Right on.
Yeah, that was a nice fish, and some of these names. It was a sea rod, and that was a 210. They won first place, and then $500 optional money, so they won like $78,000. So
wow,
it was a nice win. They weren't very across the board. Two boats did go across the board, and they won all the optional most of the optional money each day. So we had some big payouts for two boats.
Yeah, what were they?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what were they? What were the payouts?
Oh, the payouts. Well, so I've got to tell you, Pete, we had a record payout for the tournament. It was $649,800. That's the highest in 16 years. So,
whoa.
Yeah, 143 boats, 527 anglers. So we had a real good turnout and a monster amount of money. So, I mean, it's not the Bisbees, but it's not chicken feed either. So,
that's pretty awesome.
We had two payouts well over $200,000. The Maybe Mignana, they had a... they had a 198-pound fish the first day, and they took a lot of the optionals the first day, so they ended up with $227,000.
Wow.
And so that was the and then they had a $242,000 payout for Team Picane. They had the 181-pounder that swept all of the optionals yesterday for Tina. So it was a big payout. They had five teams that won money, and then we had the Wahoo and Dorado optionals each day that won $50,000 for like 35-pound fish, and there was a 41-pound Wahoo yesterday. So,
nice.
You're going out there, and you say $50,000 for a Wahoo or Dorado or a tuna. So we had big payouts. It was really a spectacular day, 2 days of fishing in terms of that.
Sounds incredible. Sounds really good. And congratulations for making this single-handedly, Pat. You have made this tournament a huge success down in Cabo, and I know it brings a lot of money to the resort down there, as well as does a lot of good things for the community in Cabo too.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. I appreciate that. There's a lot of people involved, so many sponsors and staff, everybody back at Western Outdoor News. Obviously, is I'm just the point now on this, and so. We got a great staff down here, and a lot of people are really having a great time. The Cabo is fully recovered after. You can still see some vestiges of the damage here and there, but there's from last year's hurricane. But the place is back in back. It's a full bore. It's crazy, and the weather was really, really quite gorgeous. It was no storms, nothing. So it was like
That's
a normal
awesome.
Year. Kind of amazing. So. The fact that we had that kind of year, it drew a lot of teams. And so a lot of teams, a lot of money. And so we're just extremely pleased on how it turned out and really appreciate your guys' support, too.
You bet. Well, Pat McDonald live from Cabo, Western Outdoor News, Los Cabos Jackpot Tournament. Reminder, Rick and I will be live in Cabo on December the 12th. Rick will be just stepping off the Royal Star. I'll be coming from a journeyman trip in Puerto Vallarta, and we're going to rendezvous and do a show with the Sport Fishing Association people down there, and talk about all the great things they're doing for us here, like the two-fish bluefin limit and all the good stuff that Pat's done for the community and stuff down there and Western Outdoor News. And congratulations, Pat. We sure appreciate the live report. And, of course, we're going to come up next week. We can read all about it in Western Outdoor News, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm so glad to hear about the Mexico had the two fish limit. Ken Frankie sent me a message, and I just got it down here. So That's great news. Mexico is really coming full bore. We'd really like to see something, do something about these seiners out here, and get tuna as a actual listed as a sport fish, and that would keep the seiners away from these resort areas. That would be a big plus, and I hope everybody works towards that goal.
Yeah, that's a great call, and certainly the focus on all the money that Western Outdoor News brought to that community this week can certainly help that matter.
Sure.
So keep up the fight there, Pat, and just another step in working toward common goals with Mexico there. Pat McDonald, live from Cabo, Western Outdoor News, Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Read all about it. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you very much, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's going on down south right now. It's the Cast Man is standing by from Cast Tours. This report, again, sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's long-range season. It is time to pre-book your processing order with Fisherman's Processing. Do it before your trip. That way you're the first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And if you've never been to the Fisherman's Processing facility, I highly recommend it. If you're down here at Tackle Days, Fisherman's Processing is the closest processor to the landing, just minutes away. I would swing by and check out their beautiful facility, just so you know.
They'd be glad to give you a tour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it. Good morning, Pass Man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. Buenos dias, Ricky.
What's up, Gas?
Hey,
thank you very much.
Go ahead, Pete.
How's the recovery on your leg going?
Well, you know, it's going to be about another 4 weeks just sitting around watching TV, reading books, and trying to figure out ways to harass you, but that's
going to
be about it.
Well, I'm glad you're recovering well.
Yeah, it's just one of these things that it's going to take time to heal, and just can't put any weight on it. I don't have a cast. It was a fracture. So anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about the fishing. Well, you got Pat's report from Cabo San Lucas there. It sounds like they had a great tournament. A lot of money was won, and that's always interesting to see how the big boys earn their money, and they really got to work for it, especially when the conditions aren't optimum. But the Gordo Banks out there and beyond the Gordo has had some big tuna too this past week, and up inside the Sea of Cortez, the local spots, the Ayman, the San Luis, Punta Gordo, all producing tuna. Most of the tuna are going to be between that 15 to 50, 60 pound class. Wahoo bite is finally turning on just in time for our annual Baja Wahoo Rumble, which people will be arriving next Wednesday, and unfortunately I'm going to have to miss the trip, but they should have some very, very good fishing there. Now, other good news too, I got from Larry Edwards, Cortez Charters, that the Dorado has started coming in now, and the big boys are coming, so that should really, really make things interesting down there in that southern tip, you know, from the East Cape, La Paz, and that area. So that's really good news, because, you know, everybody was worried about all these little small Dorado that we're catching, and now we got the big boys coming in. So I just think, you know, there was all kinds of different rumors going around. It was the overfishing, et cetera, et cetera. I just think maybe the water got a little too warm for them. They moved out to other areas, and now they're coming back in as the water's starting to cool off there. And, of course, the bait situation is getting to be really good, too, there. Over in Mazatlan there, some really good fishing there, mostly sails, occasional striper, blue marlin, and some yellowfin tuna. So that fall fishing is picking up there also. And down in Zihuatanejo there, here we go. You know, this is the start of their main season now. They're going to fish strong from now all the way through the end of May. And that's why we always call it our great winter destination for guys that want to get away during the winter. But they're primarily blue water, 5 miles, 6 miles off the harbor there, sailfish, blue marlin. They're getting a few tuna, and then, of course, along the beaches, they have some really fantastic rooster fish action along the beaches there, and most of the fish being taken on either live bait or poppers. So, you know, of course, popper fishing is always an exciting fishery, something that I really enjoy doing. But, you know, that fall is just coming on. Great time down there, and as usual, it's just about right on time. So, anyway, that's the report for this week. Still got some spots open on our Christmas Island trip. If anybody wants to join that trip, some of the other trips that we sail into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Brazil, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate that report, and glad the recovery's going well. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We're live here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Great crowd and great group of people, and Wayne from CCA California is here. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Wayne?
Great, great. Now, are you guys involved at the in the tackle day today?
We have we're sitting up in the Penn Berkeley booth with Bob Hoos.
Bob, the one and only Bob Hoos.
Yeah, alive and sitting in the booth.
You're hanging out with Hoos.
He made it from Cabo.
Yeah, of course. Hoos is, of course, a CCA board member.
Absolutely.
And that'll be great. So you can talk about CCA and all the good things that are going on.
Anybody who wants to come down, I can talk to them about CCA, tell them all the great things that we're doing, representing the recreational fishing group. We got a bunch of things going on. We got LA chapter meeting coming up November 11th at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club. Open to anybody. Come out and see us. We got Pat Murray from National coming out to give us an update on
that's
everything
we got. That's a big deal.
Going.
We've been talking about that. Everybody's invited. So if you're curious about CCA, that's a good opportunity.
Not to mention, we got a great raffle coming up. All of our awesome sponsors are donated in, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then we got PFMC meetings coming up end of next week, starting Friday through the Wednesday of the following week. Drift Gillnet and the Longline issues up on that. We've got IGFA and us are sponsored together, and we're helping them out with the petition signing.
Right.
Recreational fishing, we're all about representing it and taking care of it.
And protecting our coast so that we have better opportunities for recreational fishing.
Absolutely.
That's the goal of CCA, right?
The goal of CCA, yeah. Conserving our resources.
And the national organization is so, I'm so proud to be a part of this organization because the national organization just brings so much credibility and so much power to our local entity, even though we're brand new.
We're brand new. They're supporting us all the way. You know, all the national efforts, whether that's lead band, the drift gill net issue, obviously. But it's more than that. We're all about conservation and the resources. So we're working on projects about artificial reefs. We're working with California Ships Reefs down here, and we got a couple of projects going on. We'll be sinking them over in that Yukon site, hopefully in February of next year.
Awesome.
Yeah. I understand Ryan's dad, Grant, was down there painting and scraping.
To sink
the boat.
Absolutely. We got another one right behind it we're working on right now.
Yeah, I had lunch with Steve Pazel, who's heading the San Diego chapter of CCA, and talking about all the progress they're making with the San Diego chapter here, right?
Yeah, and there's a board of directors meeting for the San Diego chapter Tuesday night over at Bay Park.
Tuesday that's night awesome. at Bay Park Fish Company.
Fish Company.
Yeah, which is a great spot. So that's going
to
be
anybody
nice.
Who wants to can come down and join that too.
Just come down and hang out and learn about CCA. Now, can you join CCA here?
Yes.
Okay.
We can sign you up right here today.
Right here.
Cool.
Okay. So you'll be over there in the Penn Berkeley booth with Bob Hoos, the one and only. You can go meet the superstar Bob Hoos, talk about how many shots of tequila he had down in Cabo at the Western Outdoor News Tournament, and sign up for CCA.
Yep, signed a petition too. It's all good.
Yeah,
awesome,
very
Wayne.
Good. All right, Wayne, thanks a lot for
the
efforts you're making. You're doing a tremendous job.
And to you guys,
and,
too.
And we're looking forward to a lot of good things that come from CCA.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, is Ellie Duchesne around? Saw Ellie, good morning, Ellie. Ellie Duchesne is here from the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. I just want to take this opportunity to thank Doug and Ricky and Fisherman's Landing for all they do for the fishing community and the fishing clubs, and especially San Diego Rod and Reel Club. You guys are just awesome.
Oh, that's great.
We love getting to do it.
And I also want to take this opportunity to thank John Ireland at Rancho Leonero and Palma C. Cortez for your two wonderful trips that you guys do down at the East Cape.
Oh, thank you.
I took my girlfriend. She'd never been, and she really doesn't fish, but she had the time of her life, and she can't wait to go back.
She had a big smile on her face the whole time down there.
The whole time she went on the quad, she just had a blast.
Yeah.
And I can't thank John Ireland enough. What a great host he is. And had a wonderful time there, and as well as your fall spectacular.
Yeah, of course, all of it honoring Lou,
yes.
Our good buddy Lou Duchesne, and we miss Lou, but boy, oh boy, he was with us down there, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so next year we have, of course, our Lou Duchesne Memorial Rancho Leonero Tournament in June, and then our Lou Duchesne Memorial Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular in October. So you're coming.
I'm coming.
All right. Very good,
Ellie.
I encourage
everybody else to put that on your list.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
It's a really good time. All right. Thanks for coming to Tackle Day. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup to talk about. Tons of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lepresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products. Products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, crazy dude. Hey, there's Ken Corwin, Ken's Custom Reels.
The man. The
yeah,
wizard.
The man is here. Yeah, all the stars are here today, man. It's pretty awesome. Jim just brought over all of some new product that was donated today for the Friends of Rollo raffle. We've got a pair of Costa sunglasses, the 580Ps.
How cool is
are
that?
Are you kidding? A Kuma reel, an Avet reel, and Bo. Bo has donated this amazing cooler here, too. Bo, step up to the mic there and tell us about that cooler.
Sure, guys. We got Calcutta coolers. We got 30, 50, and 80 liters.
These are kind of like, you know.
They're made in the same factory as Yeti.
It's like kind of like a Yeti.
It's identical to it. But we got a deal where they're 40% off, and you get a free 30-pound conventional rod. As soon as we open, we're right in the corner of Fisherman's Landing's booth.
So how much this one right here is how big?
It's 30.
30
that
quart.
Was, $199 for $159, and you get a free 30-pound
$159 bucks, and you get a free rod.
Yes, sir. I've only got seven of them.
You only have seven.
So. They will be gone in the first
hour.
I mean, like,
so
they are
the
as high-end a cooler.
The equivalent Yeti is about $500?
No, it's probably about $399.
$400 bucks.
So.
All right. So over double the price.
Bucks.
Yeah, and you get a free rod.
And you get a free rod. All right, so go see Bo right in the corner of the Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Thanks, Bo.
And
good job.
And they donated one to the Friends of Rollo.
So that's going to be one of the raffle prizes. You buy a bunch of Friends of Rollo tickets, take kids fishing, and you could win that cooler.
The very cool thing about this event is every person that's here, it's like the who's who of saltwater manufacturers. If you're a hardcore saltwater guy, every rod, reel, line, all of the major players in saltwater fishing are all here. Doug doesn't charge anybody to be here to display. The only requirements are that they donate a killer prize to Friends of Rollo to make some money for the raffle, and that they have one super rad deal. So every person that's here, there's something of their product that's on a special sale above and beyond everything else. And that's what makes this event so rad, is every manufacturer that's here is right and done, and it's just awesome.
Perfect, yeah. George from Carlsbad is here. George, step up to the mic there. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
Hey, George, guys.
How you doing?
Quite a scene here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting busy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I won the trip on your giveaway, the blackjack trip.
Oh, right. Awesome. That's right, with Steve Pinard at Dana Landing and that new blackjack. How do you like that boat?
Beautiful boat.
Isn't that a nice boat?
Yeah, we went out wahoo fishing.
You went wahoo fishing. Wow. Yeah.
No catching, but we did some fishing.
That's
so
cool.
Rad. Beautiful boat. It was a beautiful trip.
Yeah.
Really informative, personable people on the boat.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very much for that trip. We all enjoyed it.
Well, congratulations. You won that in our San Diego County Ford Dealer Contest. That was one of the big grand prizes. So, fun. Did you take a couple buddies?
Yeah, four of us went.
Four total?
Two of them were kind of seasick a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
We stayed out there all day.
And you worked it hard.
Yeah.
Well, wahoos, you know, if you didn't take Rick, then, you know, you weren't catching any wahoo. I had the same experience myself.
No, next time.
Yeah, next time take Rick with you.
Well, thank you very
much. Yeah, all right. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Speaking of wahoo, I was like, who would you take as the guy sitting next to me is Aaron, who I know just... Captain Aaron Remy from the Searcher, who is doing a seminar on wahoo fishing today aboard the Searcher.
Aaron, put one of those headsets on. Tell us about what you're going to talk about. Good morning. Thanks for coming down. Going to talk about wahoo?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just stopped by here. We're just getting the boat ready. I also wanted to mention that we're doing an open house on the Searcher there all day. And then I will be doing a seminar on wahoo fishing at
145
there. This afternoon, on the boat.
On the Searcher.
On the Searcher, yeah.
So people can come aboard the Searcher right now and kind of tour the boats, check out their favorite stateroom, that kind of thing?
Not right this second, but in a couple hours there, like 9 o'clock, they'll be
9 o'clock.
Ready to rock there. We'll have coffee and refreshments, everything for you all to
very nice.
Stop by. And we have the 2016 brochure on the boat, so you can come on down and...
Searcher is one of my favorite boats to fish on, and if you go aboard, you'll see why. Comfortable staterooms and... You know, the chef is great. I mean, he's amazing.
Charles?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Charles is one of the tops in the fleet, and you guys eat pretty well on that boat.
It shows, doesn't it?
Yeah. Indeed. And it fishes well, too. But the 2016 schedule, you guys are kind of got a little break right now, and then you're going to head back into your whale season and then start fishing in May or June, right?
June, yeah. Actually, I think, June. I think we actually this year we got a skiff trip. Chartered.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Very cool.
7-day charter skiff trip.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
That'll be in June. So we'll start fishing a little earlier than we normally do. So as far as that, I think that's in the works. So we're hoping it goes.
But you guys had a very busy year this year. So book in advance, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been the last few years, like when we had Albacore, and we had quite a few guys walking off the boat and just putting their name right on the next trip the following year. So
I had a blast. Sign me up again.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Here, what do I need to do to get on the next trip for the next year? So, they do. They sell fast, and we're looking forward to another great year, hopefully.
Okay, so in your seminar at 145 on the Searcher, talking about wahoo, give us one of the tips that you're going to be talking about on wahoo.
Don't stop turning the handle.
Turn the handle, all right. And why is that?
Because the wahoo, they have really super hard mouths, and, they have a tendency to, especially fishing with lures, I've gaffed, not several, but I've gaffed a few myself, and the actual hook is hanging off the side of the mouth, not even in the fish.
Not even
They're
in the
just
fish.
Hanging on to the lure like a dog with a bone.
Yeah,
and so if you give them just a fleeting second of slack, sometimes all they got to do is open their mouth, and then it falls out.
It's gone.
We were talking about it in the shop the other day. I think the biggest loser of wahoo in the world is your rod belt. You know,
people trying to get into their rod belt.
You just, you can't help but like point your rod tip at them when you're trying to find the cup of your rod belt, and they
take
it
off.
Yeah,
If you're fishing wahoo, don't use the rod belt. That's a good point. Yeah, good tip. There you go. So that Captain Aaron's going to be talking wahoo. You want to learn how to not. You don't get a lot of chances on wahoo. And when you get your chances, you want to get them.
Yeah, it was actually the last 7-day I ran, and one guy was like, man, I got 5 bites, and I got 1. And I turned and said, you're doing good. You're doing really good.
20%,
you,
man.
You got one on the boat, and, there was people were like, oh, man, I guess they're just used to yellowtail fishing or tuna fishing where their hook-to-land ratio is better. And, a few people were like, man, I can't believe I got 4 or 5 bites, and I got one on the boat, and I was like high-fiving him, like, dude, you're stoked.
Yeah, you're up there.
Yeah, he should be.
You got one at least. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thanks, Aaron. So about 9 o'clock, you can open the boat to an open house
on
the searcher right in front of the tackle store here.
Yeah, go right through the door. If you could jump over water, you can land on the boat.
Yeah, literally. And then 1:45 on the searcher, come and listen to Aaron about wahoo fishing.
Absolutely. We really appreciate
all
it.
Right.
We're stoked. And like you said, there's going to be refreshments on the boat and lots of good time. And what a cool chance to come down and check out one of the beautiful boats. If you've ever been on board a long-range boat, it's a great opportunity
to
check it out.
Great opportunity. All right. Thanks a lot for coming down.
All right. Thank you.
Sarah Lee from Westport, Connecticut. Hey, Sarah Lee. We call her Mom here. Let's turn that mic down for you.
Thank everybody for a wonderful day here. This is a wonderful way to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, it is. And you came, because you're from Connecticut, you came appropriately dressed for the cool air this morning, right?
Yes. Californians call this freezing.
Yeah.
If we go rock fishing for cod.
Yeah.
What do you recommend? Do you recommend, what kind of sinkers do you use?
Rick?
I mean, just a torpedo sinker.
You've got to ask Rock God Rick that question, right?
It really depends on the depth that you're fishing in and if you're fishing on a sport boat or a private boat. But I would say if you were trying to buy that ahead of time to get ready for rock cod season, local, like half-day and three-quarter day, we most commonly use between 4 and 8 ounces of lead. And if you were going on one of the Baja coastal trips, I would say between 10 and 16 is most common. So if you bought 2 or 3 of those sizes, you'd probably be set for most of the local cod season.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are definitely getting packed up. Why don't we start it off this morning with Ken, who's calling us from Long Beach. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Hey, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Hey, I'm heading down to the Wahoo Rumble myself this Friday, and I want to try to target a big yellowfin tuna out on the Gordo Bank using a big bait. My question is, if I can make bait, maybe a bonito or a smaller yellowfin, what terminal tackle would I use, and how would I hook that bait, and how would I fish it?
Well, you know, down there, it's going to mainly, if you're going to fish a big live bait like that, it's mostly going to be slow trolling on certainly on heavy tackle. You know, fishing a bait that large is the beauty of it. You don't ever really need to scale down. So I would say bring amongst your heaviest gear. Typically, you want to, on a slow troll scenario like that, I like to have like a 200-pound leader or so, like a 200-pound fluorocarbon, crimped to a real big circle hook. I like a Super Nautilus, like a 10-0, something like that.
Big.
A real big circle hook is what I like to fish, or a big J-hook for that matter, too.
Bridled up.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to slow troll them, that's the best method, where you bridle the hook on top of the, kind of on the forehead there, where you run a piece of Dacron just in front of the eye socket, twist the line up. It just puts the minimal amount of wire into the fish, and they last the longest, where you can just kind of walk that bait around for a long period of time.
And those pongeros will be good at bridling, too. So
you show up with some heavy fluorocarbon, some big hooks, and a heavy rod and reel. They're going to take care of the rest.
Yeah, and let them eat it, right?
That's it, man.
Let them eat it, and then let that line come tight, and
circle hook, just, you know,
just
hang on.
Just
and,
hang
if
on.
A, and if a J hook, you got to tear the thing out of it. You know, you got to get the hook out of one bait and into the other.
Yeah,
so depending on which rig you go with, but it's really cool. And there's nothing more exciting than getting a bite on a giant bait like that. Something that's so cool about holding a 4 or 5 pound bait, and when something eats, oh my god, something ate that thing. Are you kidding me? That's really cool.
That's it. Hey, Ken, have a great trip with Cass Tours, and thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I'll throw one thing out too. Since we were talking about Wahoo and all the Wahoo craziness, as everybody knows that, you know, trying to acquire Wahoo tackle this year was not an easy thing.
No.
It was like the flatfalls of last year, where once it became popular, everything was gone. There is a ton of Wahoo gear down here at Tackle Days.
Oh.
Marauders, Wahoo
bombs. It's available now.
Catchy jigs. I mean, there's a giant amount on the wall. It's buy two, get one free. A week ago, you couldn't even get one.
No.
Now you're getting an opportunity to buy a Marauder, buy two of them, and get another one free. Go split it with your buddy. Whatever it's going to be, there's some crazy deals, and it's available. That's the
fact that it's on sale is
nuts, but the fact that you can even get it is even crazier.
So Bob Fletcher was telling me he was on the San Diego on, Thursday? Yeah, and they had good yellowtail fishing. They caught 2 Wahoo. They hooked several more, but one of the Wahoo came on a flatfall, and that's the other jig that came that came available is the flatfall jig.
That's
you have
it.
Them available. You have buy two, get one free on the flatfall.
We have buy two, get one free
on the Shimano flatfall.
On every jig.
Yeah, on every jig. So the 200 gram, which has been almost impossible to get, it's available.
Well, yeah, you said it, not me, though.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Dave Myers, are you around? Dave, are you close by?
Sure, he's.
I'm sure he's wandering around. We'll get back on to Dave there. How about? Okay, I don't know what that one is, but it doesn't have a name on it. How about Harry in La Jolla?
I know Harry.
I saw Harry right there.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Harry.
There was a little conversation already about the June trip. I didn't know the date on that. I'm either premature or late on signing up for that. Is that still available?
Which trip?
The trip that you're taking, East Cape tournament?
Our Rancho Leonero,
yes.
June trip, it still has availability, but it goes pretty quickly.
Who
it's on
I...
the website, hookup1090.com, go to our trips page, and just look for the Rancho Leonero tournament. I believe it's our 20th annual. I think at Rancho Leonero, 21st. I've lost track.
That's a lot.
But, Harry, you'd be a great addition.
I'm really John's a good friend of mine.
It's a great tournament and a lot of good people. A lot of people come back year after year and have just a fantastic time.
Okay,
so,
I'm going.
So sign up, hookup1090.com. All of our trips are available online, hookup1090.com. Go to the trips page now. Are there any spots available on your trip coming up, your next trip coming up, which is your December Royal Star trip?
There are two spots that are still available. As we said, mentioned before on the show, that trip has been sold out most of the year. It actually sold out, the entire trip sold out, finished 3 days after we got back. It was a super popular trip, and it's remained that way through about 2 or 3 weeks ago. There was a group of four, actually two groups of two, that dropped off. Two of those spots are gone, but there are still two spots remaining on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, leaving
December.
Just a couple days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a couple days. And it's a 12-day ride down, fly back.
Right. It's they call it a 12-15. So
yeah.
If you choose to ride the boat down and back, it's a 15-day, or if you're crazy, you can do that. Or if you're like the rest of the sane people, you'll get off the boat in Cabo and fly home and avoid that ride uphill.
Right back up there.
What's
hill.
The date on that?
I'll get the exact date for you for sure, but I believe it's just a couple of days after Thanksgiving.
I think
and then
it's like December 1st.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
But again, it's on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. All the trips are available there.
It's
I'm
a
leaving
really
on the
cool
10th,
trip.
As I told you the
oh,
other day.
Oh, that's right.
El Salto.
Yeah.
So
El Salto. You're going with
but
the
I'll see
the
you guys in June for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah,
thanks
really
for coming down to Tackle Day.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more deals, more raffle. We've got lots of stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and
heavy-duty live bait hooks and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stothspray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.